What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. NBA Finals, Game 1 gets going tonight. What are you looking for in this game, in this series? We were talking to Big Shot Bob, Robert Horry himself yesterday joined us on the program. And he seems to feel that this is a pretty solid series that you have in here. And I think that, you know, I'm intrigued in this one as well. How much are you enjoying the opportunity to see two teams that are not the standard fare, for lack of a better term, right? The teams that you anticipated or that you thought of early on in the season that you knew would be in this place. And how excited are you to see this particular matchup play out?
That's the attraction, isn't it? You know, the newness of it. Two teams, which, by the way, have never won, you know.
Right, so we'll have a new champion.
Side note, I think that's a little unfair.
Why do you say that?
The Indiana Pacers won two ABA championships.
Oh, okay. ABA.
Okay, see, that's the problem.
That's the part that's unfair.
You're the problem.
I'm the problem. What a
you're the problem. You're part of the problem.
Wait, did you say, what championship did you say?
ABA.
But they in the NBA.
They're recognizing more and more ABA numbers. And, oh, by the way, the ABA, if you go back, ask historians, all that. I know you're tweaking me, but I got to get this off my chest.
I ain't say nothing.
A lot of people argued was better than the NBA back then. They had all these exhibition games that were, you know, legitimately competed hard because it was ABA, NBA. ABA by far won more games against the NBA.
I'm just pulling.
And you know, I think all those records should be NBA records. I mean, yeah, Dr. J, Iceman, George Gervin, you know, the Pacers had George McGinnis and all these other guys, Mo Malone, all in the ABA. So that's, I want to get that off my chest.
He got real defensive.
Yeah, I did.
Old man on the porch right there.
I thought you were going to go to the one that Kicks Rocks went to on the YouTube page, which is the idea that the Supersonics won.
That's what I was thinking. That's where you was going.
No. ABA was at that point better than the NBA, and they won two. But that's neither here nor there for this. There is a newness to the NBA Pacers and the NBA Thunder, Oklahoma City.
The Seattle Supersonics.
Not the Seattle.
Or at the very least, it's a team name 1-1 in a very, very, very long time.
Yes. Thank you. Let's go with that. But that's part of it. The other part of it for me is, and this is, you kind of feel guilty, dirty, whatever you want to call it. I'm really starting to kind of fall in love with how these Thunder play the game.
Dude, this,
I'm really starting to fall in love with it.
I feel very strongly in this. I think this might be a historically great defense that we're watching in the Oklahoma
City.
Look
what they do on the offense.
Like, and they're pretty good offensively. Yeah. And this is going to be, I've seen it described numerous times as this. This is a strength-on-strength matchup, which I think that's about all you can ask for in an NBA Finals, like, or in the finals of any level of competition, right? In the Super Bowl. In you know, what have you, World Series, strength on strength, where you get to see, like, because again, I've said it before, I'm in sports for seeing something great happen. Mm-hmm. And so if we get to the pinnacle of this, and I think I've talked about my concerns about playoffs sometimes can be a random championship generator as opposed to like actually getting the best, you know, the best teams to the end. And I don't even want to get to that place where I'm having that conversation, but at the very least, we get two of the best at what they do matching up, where you talk about this Pacers offense is problematic. That's what Rob Roy was talking about. And as I was pondering that yesterday, I actually do feel a little bit stronger about what Bob was talking about there, right? The idea that this Pacers offense is one that inherently stretches you out, makes you run like it's unorthodox, and it all kind of flows through Tyrese Halliburton and his ability to just kind of knock down shots, you know, really get to his spots when he wants to. The only thing I'm interested in is how does that then pair against this incredible Thunder defense where they turn you over and they've got guys to match up with anything. They like, you're not going to outsize them. You're not going to be able to just, you know, outpace them by any means. They've got a decent amount of size, although that changes a little bit.
Well, they've got good size.
Compared to, because the Timberwolves had bigger size. Yeah. I mean, you had like 7'9", Jaden McDaniels guarding your point guard in that instance, guarding Tyrese Halliburton. This is going to be a little different with like Lu Dort. And speaking of Lu Dort, that did bring me back to I was reading in ESPN about this particular matchup, and I think that I'm as much as I want to give the Pacers more love, I think I'm very much at Thunder and six, because in the times that these teams have met, right? I think it was like a genius IQ pointed to the idea that Tyrese Halliburton, like his assist ratio goes down, his scoring goes down, his shot attempts go down when he faces off against Lu Dort. Like, this is a particular matchup that's tough. And if he is not scoring in the same way because of this particular matchup, and if he's not passing the ball in the same way, I don't know how you win this.
You're absolutely right. You know, ultimately, it's SGA, it's Halliburton, and a lot of people are focusing in on that. It's everything else with Oklahoma City. And I like I said, is it wrong that I'm kind of like, I like watching this squad? I like watching this Thunder squad, you know, because of all the matchups they can present.
They've been good all season, man. I've been saying that for a long time, man. They've been playing really well.
Yeah, no, and so how it plays out, look, you want to say 6-5, it ain't going 7. I don't think it's going 7.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I think they're rolling. They can feel it. They're young, too. And I'm kind of hesitating to say, is this going to be, you know, the start of some sort of dynasty, some sort of run? Because they haven't even won one yet. Except,
no.
You know, except for the one, you know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In 79.
Yeah. But they do have all the markings of that.
Yeah.
You know.
What particular, like, if you're looking at particular matchups, because I threw one out there. Is there anything else that you're looking out for in this one that you're really excited to see? Because, I mean, we didn't talk. There's so many different people in here. Mm-hmm. I know that Clint was talking about this, and I was like, look at Clint. Hoop basketball Clint is what I call him. Mm-hmm. He was talking about Jalen Williams, and I think Jalen Williams is going to have to show up in a big, like, a big way, because I mean, you talk about like Nesmith and Nemhard, two of the guys that the Pacers have that they can throw at you a little bit defensively. But I mean, maybe you can get into Shea a little bit or what have you, or if you're able to have one of those guys get into Jalen Williams and it's just Shea, I don't know that Shea can do this by his lonesome. Mm-hmm. And I know that he's really good and he can, you know, kind of get what he needs. I think you need both of them going at the same time. And I think Jalen Williams will absolutely be a large portion of this because they're going to try and take him away.
I think he absolutely will. I think Chet is going to be a big part of things just because, you know, he can do a lot of different things inside and out. I think obviously and this is where we are today, not necessarily as much in this series, but ultimately because the way the game is played, you have two teams that can knock down the corner threes and, you know, the open shots. And if you can get those open shots, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the hot team.
Yeah.
The hot team.
I'm looking for if the Thunder are able to, like, have the ball move around, mm-hmm. because they can get a little bit ISO dependent at times between Jalen Williams and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And I think that would be the path I imagine that the Pacers would be trying to take in order to get this slowed down. I also am watching for, Are they going to be able to do the double big, or are they going to want to do the mm-hmm. double big in the series or in the season series for the Thunder? They didn't have one or the other of their bigs when you talk about Isaiah Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren, and they you know, it worked pretty well. Are they going to be able to play both of those guys with the pace, the speed, the way that the Pacers move, or are they going to have to kind of stagger those a little bit? I think all of those will make for a really interesting game one tonight between the Thunder and the Pacers at 7:30 p.m.
I also feel, you know, key moments in this series are going to be, you know, obviously, you know, it's going to come down to some late game heroics or late game moments or whatever. But I think ultimately, like, the team that does the best job either offensively and defensively at the end of the first quarter and at the end of the third quarter, because that's when you have the depth, you know, coming in. You know, and you've got these guys, Caruso and all these others that have been, you know, really big. Like, that's something that the Rockets don't have, you know, didn't have. A lot of teams don't have, you know, where you can, there's no significant drop off. There's no all of a sudden twist you can put to, because they play the game differently with their backups.
Yeah.
Than they do with their starters. So, like, end of first quarter, end of third quarter, you know, whenever the subs come in.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued to see this. And I see you 8-2 saying the Thunder just get away with obvious fouls, very overrated defense. Lopez, I'm going to lean on your experience watching basketball for a very long time. Don't all great defenses kind of do that?
Of course.
Like, all great defenses mm-hmm. end up, in at least in basketball, but we could probably extrapolate this pretty far. Like, they use their physicality and, you know, they kind of play along the edges of this.
What I've always called it is they're conditioning the refs during the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
They condition the refs to how they play the game. Maybe it backfires on them sometimes, but once you get to the postseason, Every referee group that you get in there,
they saw him play.
They're conditioned to the fact that, well, we got to let that go because these guys do it on every possession.
Yeah, excited to see what game one poses. And again, this is, in some ways, you could view this as advanced scouting because the Thunder are going to be there. Mm-hmm. This Houston Rockets team, as they continue to try and grow, this is one of those teams that you're really looking at as this is your competition, right? In any league, there's, you know, one of those teams or two of those teams that other teams are looking at, like, we have to make sure that we have a way to beat them. Mm-hmm. I think the Thunder are clearly one of those teams, if not that team, in the West for your Houston Rockets. But there you go. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Excited to see that one at 7:30 on ABC tonight. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including a little bit of really sad news in the market. I want to talk about that, but we'll talk about some other things as well next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.